VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Ugandan police said on Sunday they had rescued an American woman and her driver who'd been kidnapped by gunmen in a national park. On Twitter, the police said the two are in good health and in the safe hands of security officials, but they gave no more information beyond that. Ugandan security teams had been hunting down the gunman who had demanded a $500,000 ransom after kidnapping American Kim Endicott and her Ugandan guide in a national park popular with tourists. They were ambushed April 2nd in Queen Elizabeth National Park, a protected area near the porous border with Congo. It remains unclear if a ransom was paid in the case of Endicott. Appeals by the United Nations for a humanitarian ceasefire in the Libyan capital went largely unheeded as forces loyal to Eastern Libyan Commander General Khalifa Haftar appeared to gain more ground against opposing militias and forces loyal to the National Unity Government of Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
A spokesman for forces loyal to internationally recognized Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj said Sunday his men had launched a counteroffensive to push back Haftar forces. Mohamed Kanunu says Libyan armed forces loyal to Sarraj have launched Operation Volcano of Rage to purge Libyan towns and cities of those attacking the unity government and to push those forces back. He says a number of Haftar's men have been captured west of Tripoli along with their weaponry and that their positions, including Highway Bridge 27 west of the city, have been retaken.
This is VOA News. A war.